It's Neil Atkinson, joined by Clive Tilsley, and very, very, very pleased to be joined by Clive. We're going to talk through where the Premier League finds itself at this point. And Clive, one of the key parts here is that the current bottom three are the newly promoted clubs. There's a fair chance that that remains that way. And you pointed out to me that not many of the other 17 are more than four places removed from where they finished last season. Not that much has changed. Matters have been relatively predictable so far in the Premier League, despite the sort of ups and downs that lead to very earnest sentences on the television that start with Manchester United Football Club.
Well, Manchester United are the ones who are six places below where they finished last season. And West Ham United, who I know took your eye at the weekend, are seven places above where they finished last season. And all the other 15 survivors from last season, and quite a few of them were survivors last season, are already within four places of where they finished last season. So in many ways, for me, Clive, Liverpool may be as big a surprise to me as any other club. I think if you'd asked me at the end of the first weekend of the season, I wouldn't have expected them to have quite as many points as they have, or quite as much promise as you have. Six straight wins, five by more than the odd goal, four from losing positions. As many questions as answers, I think, but it's easier to answer those questions when you've got 16 points and you're in second place.